Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Get the buttons pushed. There we are.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion. That makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road. Wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Stand here to Virginia. It's a long time now I've been gone. Take you to the coast of California. There's a cold wind blowing here at home. Anywhere your restless wheels are rolling, it's better off than staying here alone. We'll be right back.
us out to the Pink Warehouse.
Ooh, the hitchhiker there. That's the infamous String Dusters. Oh my goodness me, a lot of stuff going on in that track. A lot of stuff, a lot of intricate stuff going on. That is just, that is not pure D High Lonesome Bluegrass by a long shot. And they never have been. And they've been around for, I don't know, 8 or 9 years now, maybe, the infamous String Dusters. And what they can do, and the arrangements there. There was unison with the mandolin and the guitar, and then a little harmony with the dobro, and then kicking it off. And the banjo was keeping the rhythm all the time. Wow, that was really something. The infamous String Dusters. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk. And I will play more of the infamous String Dusters in a second, but I want to play a kid's song. This is Sarah Lee Guthrie. And Sarah Lee Guthrie is Arlo Guthrie's daughter. And she toured with him for many, many years. And she's now probably, maybe 22, 23 years old, something like that. But she was hanging out and touring with Arlo when she was 10, 11. And they got together and did a thing of family songs because the kids were all writing kids' songs. And they were writing them. And they were, well, what are we going to do with all these kids' songs? So the Smithsonian Folkways folks called her up and said, we want a kids' album. So they used it as a vehicle to get some of the things kids had written. And Pete Seeger showed up and family members, brothers and sisters and friends got together. And they did this thing kind of at the house. But this is a Woody Guthrie song. This is one of those songs, you know, you dig back into the Woody Guthrie archives and you find these songs. And there's no music written to them. There's no anything, and nobody's even heard of them because there are about 3,000-4,000 songs just stored up that nobody's ever sung and nobody's ever heard. That's how Wilco and Billy Bragg and those guys did those two Woody Guthrie unknown song albums. And there are a lot of people who get permission to go in and look at these archives, and they wind up writing music to these beautiful songs that had never, ever been published before. And Woody went through a couple of phases. He did all the migrant stuff, you know, the Pastures of Plenty and the Doremi and all those things. He did those first. And then he did the kind of the political things, the Reuben James and Deportee and some of those things. And then he did kid stuff. And some of this was happening while the Huntington's chorea, which eventually killed him, was in an advanced stage. And it was almost like he became more childlike. And he wrote some of the finest kid songs, not songs for big kids, but for little kids, things like Stick Your Finger in Your Ear, In Your Ear, the kind of songs that little kids would like, real little kids, 2- and 3- and 4-year-old kids. And so a lot of the lyrics are kind of like that. Well, what he did was he took his life, basically, encapsulated his life into a kid's song. And that's what this song is. Let's go Wagaloo. And we're going to play this now, and Sarah Guthrie and friends and kids and everybody doing it. But it is a kid's song, but it's also basically a slight autobiographical song about Woody. Alrighty? So here we go. Here we go.
Ha ha, go waggy waggy, hey hey, go waggaloo. Waggy waggy hee hee, go waggaloo. In this world of spurtulation, hey hey, go waggaloo. I was born by quick decision, hee hee, go waggaloo. My mother was a Dublin trouble, hey hey, go waggaloo. Daddy cooked in sudsy bubbles, hey hey, go waggaloo. I was a child in normal battles, hey hey, go waggaloo. Fought with rocks and sticks and rattles, hey hey, go waggaloo. Chills and fevers, hey hey, go waggaloo. I felt bad as gymsum leaders, hey hey, go waggaloo. Ha ha, go waggy waggy, hey hey, go waggaloo. Ha ha, go waggy waggy, hee hee, go waggaloo. Mama died of natural causes, hey hey, go waggaloo. Papa died of money losses, hey hey, go waggaloo. My brothers and my sisters scattered, hey hey, go waggaloo. And ragged tatters, hey hey, go waggaloo. Every state and every city, hey hey, go waggaloo. I tried to pay them all a visit, hey hey, go waggaloo. I danced and sung to earn my eats, hey hey, go waggaloo. Slept in car seats on the streets, hey hey, go waggaloo. I lived in camp with timber droppers. Hey, hey, go Waterloo. Lived in shacks of worry croppers. Hey, hey, go Waterloo. The winter froze me on the roads. Hey, hey, go Waterloo. Froze my ears, my legs, my nose. Hey, hey, go Waterloo. Ha, ha, go Waggy, Waggy. Hey, hey, go Waterloo. Ha, ha, go Waggy, Waggy. Hee, hee, go Waterloo. I went down to Mexico country. Hey, hey, go Waterloo. I seen the big high trees in Canada. Hey, hey, go Waterloo. I took down with the desert sunstroke. Hey, hey, go Waterloo. I had money till I was broke. Hey, hey, go Waterloo. Every bad thing come and hit me. Hey, hey, go Waterloo. Snakes that struck me, dogs they bit me. Hey, hey, go Waterloo. I ain't down yet, I'm still walking. Go Waterloo, I keep asking, I keep talking. Hey, hey, go Waterloo, ha, ha, go Waggy, Waggy. Hey, hey, go Waterloo, ha, ha, go Waggy, Waggy. Hee, hee, go Waterloo.
You did good, whoever you are. Sarah Lee Guthrie, this is a kid's album. It's a good album, Go Waterloo. And that was basically, again, a little kid's version of Woody Guthrie's autobiography, Real Little Kids. And they did a nice job. This has got all kinds of people playing toy pianos and sitars and just stuff from around the house. And like I say, family members are all over this album. And it's a good little kid's album, Sarah Lee Guthrie. Alrighty, let's go back to the infamous String Dusters. We're going to hear the studio version of what we heard live, The Hitchhiker. This is the deluxe edition of this album. And I think the live disc is the part that makes it deluxe. And so this is the studio piece. Silver Sky is the name of the album. And they were going to hear another version of this same tune, The Hitchhiker, that we heard at the very, very beginning of the show. Are you ready? Here we go. From Virginia, from Charlottesville, Virginia, the infamous String Dusters and the second version of The Hitchhiker.
California, there's a cold wind blowing here at home. often staying here alone.
One time a few years ago, I was over in Denmark with Pete and Tao, and we were playing over there at a folk festival, and it was after the wall in Berlin had come down, and it was a wild time to be over there. There was a sort of euphoric feeling, not just around that part of the world, but sort of all around the world, you know, and it seemed like, geez, thing like things might loosen up a little bit, and people could relax or something. Didn't last for long, but it was a wild feeling. And here we were playing at this folk festival over there. Just a small little folk festival, and 30,000 people showed up. And not just from Western Europe, but from all over Europe. Some of them too young to remember a time when they could just, you know, go down the road and hang out in some other town with some other folks, just have some beers and, you know, take it easy or something. So it was a wonderful thing, 30,000 people drinking German beer for 3 days. Singing and laughing and crying. And there was Pete up there, you know, just leading everybody in all these songs that used to be important in this country, you know, a couple of decades ago. All those "We Shall Overcome" type of songs. And everybody knew the words. And I think... they knew the words mostly due to people like Pete, who had never been afraid to go anywhere and sing for anybody, no matter what their persuasions were, political or otherwise. And it was an amazing moment to just be there. Everything was all right. Everything was fine, as a matter of fact, until Pete looked at me and said, "Arlo, why don't you sing something?" And I realized that Pete had just sung all of the songs I thought anybody might know. I didn't know what to do. I said, "Well, here's one you might know, you know, because there's more than one way that songs gets around. Made popular by that king of folk singers, Elvis Presley." Pete looked at me. Seemed like a nice guy most of the time. He had a look in his eye that said that banjo could get fairly dangerous any moment. We'd been singing them peace and love songs for decades, but folk singers would argue themselves to death years ago over what a folk song was. Didn't stop me or nothing, but I went like this. Just that far through the song and realized that there was 30,000 people singing along with me. Every one of them knew the words. So Pete looked at them. And I was feeling safer. Then Pete got up, walked up to the microphone. I didn't know what he was gonna say or nothing, you know. He didn't say nothing. Just started playing it on the banjo. That's when I realized that Pete knew it too. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling? Darling, so it goes. Some things will 30,000 drinking, screaming, crying, laughing, singing people. All singing an old Elvis tune somewhere in Europe. Boy, there was something wonderful about that, you know. And I suddenly realized how proud I was to come from a country where our songs are loved and known and sung all over the world by all kinds of people. You know, also, I learned a little bit about what folk songs was about and even what they're not about. Because sometimes they're not even about anything. I mean, here we were singing an old Elvis tune that didn't have much to say about the state of the world or something like that, but boy, more was being said by who was singing it and how they were feeling than trying to sing lots of songs that try and say a whole lot of stuff, you know? So maybe you help me sing this old Elvis tune. I'll give you the words, like Pete would. It's easy, wise men say.
Wise men,
only fools rush in, only fools rush in. But I can't help falling in love with you, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay?
It's from the album More Together, More Pete and Arlo Together. There was an album that came out in 1976 called Pete and Arlo Together, and it's a really good album, and it's just Pete and Arlo, no band. This has a band, and they worked with the band Shenandoah. They worked with a couple of different bands. This, I think, could be Arlo's band. But anyway, it's a really good, this was, and it's a really good mix of music. I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. An old Elvis song. It's a great story, and it's kind of a great story about music in general, isn't it? You know what? We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maurer. I'm going to be right back for lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we're coming back for maybe 2.5 hours more of music. How about that? Hang on, because we're coming back.
Northwest Public Radio listener contributions and business sponsorship make it possible for you to hear your favorite programs. Thanks to all our partners, including the Eastside Marketplace in Bosco and Pullman Regional Hospital. You can learn more about our community partners and how you can also be a program sponsor at nwpr.org. Click on support.
Sunny skies to start off the weekend. And fairly warm this afternoon with a high on the Palouse of 79, the Lewis Clark Valley 83. Remaining clear and calm tonight. Tomorrow, wake up to more sunshine, becoming partly cloudy throughout the day. Then, an overcast Monday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms.
place where mountains divide. And I stood at the edge of the canyon so wide. I saw so many years, 10,000 before. And it'll carve out the land for 10,000 more.
Like the tears of the earth.
And the drops shine like diamonds where sunlight shines through. My heart can rest just for a while. My tired feet can walk for another mile.
Oh, those infamous String Dusters, Tears of the Earth. This is a deluxe edition of this album, and it's the first album, Silver Skies, is studio, and then Do It Live. It's the double. I think the live disc again is the deluxe part. So if you just get the non-deluxe, you'll just get the studio recording. But we heard that version of The Hitchhiker. The studio version seemed like it had more vocals, didn't it? Seemed like that way. Tears of the Earth. They're such, you know, they write their own stuff oftentimes, and they are such good musicians, and they're kind of contemporary bluegrass. They're not as cutting edge as like a Nickel Creek or some of those folks like the Doggrass folks like David Grisman and all that. But they're certainly not, you know, pure D bluegrass like Flattened Scruggs or even Joe Vowell or some of those folks. All righty. You know, there were three albums of Pete Seeger and Arlo Guthrie together, and the first one came out in 76, and it was touted, and it was worth it. It was really neat to see Pete Seeger and listen to Pete Seeger along with the son of Woody Guthrie, whom Pete had, of course, worked with for many, many, many years. And that was a neat deal. And then there was an album called Precious Friends that came out, and it had a band, and then there was this album. And it's called More Together. I think it was also called, I think, subtitled something like Revolution or something like that. Anyway, it's Pete and Arlo together are a wonderful thing. I saw them in Seattle in, oh, I don't know, 1984 maybe, something like that. And it was pretty neat. It was pretty neat to see them work together. And it seemed so spontaneous. And, of course, they'd toured and done these gigs all the time. It wasn't as spontaneous as we might have thought, but it seemed that way. So we're going to play one more cut, maybe two more cuts from, this is volume two, actually, of this More and Pete Together, More of Pete and Arlo Together here. And so here we go here.
Depends on the moon, depends. carbon petals and the mirror inside. Are you ready to rise and shine? Are you ready to say be mine? If you are, then let's take a
rung goes higher, higher.
Every rung goes higher.
Get some harmony.
Every rung goes higher, higher.
Some women in Milwaukee made it a nice verse. We are dancing in Sarah's circle.
We are dancing Sarah's circle.
At that harmony.
Round a generation,
every
round a generation.
Brothers, all.
We are
Honey in the Rock, Sweet Honey in the Rock. Oh my gosh, Come Unto Me, Come Unto Me. Before that, Ronnie Arbon, Daisy May, Fall River. I wonder if that's Fall River, Massachusetts. The Rankin Family in the background, Amanda Cully doing the playlists. Amanda Cully doing the playlists and making it all work here. Email me at dsanddaniel. M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu or call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and we're coming back for lots more. So we still have 2 hours left to go. We're only a third of the way through this awesome little show. Alrighty? And it's awesome because of you. As much you as it is me. We're coming back. Hang on now, we're coming back.